Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Write it on your heart that every day is the best day in the year." Well, our featured guest today is one who is living that out. He looks upon each day as a gift from God, and he lets the love of God, his relationship with God, permeate out of his life, his words, his actions, in his business of service. You know, we all need vehicles to get us from point A to point B. Well, he knows how to fashion the right vehicle for the right person to get them to where they need to go. He's been doing that for years. He's an expert in his craft in serving and really being a blessing to people. And the Lord has sent him here in studio with us today to share out of his life the amazing things that God has done in him and through him and for him and his family. And I know that whatever you're going through right now today, whatever you need, somehow, some way, the Lord will have a word of encouragement, a word of inspiration to you from our guest, the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Why are we here? Why is it that my guest has come and taken the time out of his busy schedule to come here to be with us today? It's because we want to lead you. I mean, the reason we exist here as a radio program, as a media ministry, is to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ. We want you to know how much Jesus loves you. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, that Christ's arms are outstretched. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, that he loves you and he knows you. In fact, you know what? Because of Christ and what he did for you and for me and my guest, the fact that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, shed his precious blood on that cross, he was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again, and the living Christ speaks to you, whispers to you, calls your name today, and he says, "Come, put your trust in me." And when we put our trust in Christ, we become born again. We have a new heart, a new start, and our world can look differently from the inside out because of Christ coming into our lives. He grew up in Kalihi. His dad was a proprietor in Kalihi at Swan Bakery on North School Street, right in front of Kuhio Park Terrace, KPT. His mom owned Swan Coffee Shop at the old Kalihi Medical Center across the old Kalihi Auto Parts. And he grew up living as a Kalihi boy. He went to Kamuki Community Church there on 6th Avenue and grew up catching the bus from Kalihi to go to school to Kamuki, and then ended up at St. Louis School. And he's got an amazing story to tell. I'm speaking of none other than Danny Asao. When you see Danny, you will, you might be puzzled a little bit. You know, his last name is Asao. He looks like how we talk about in Hawaii. Hey, that guy is Hapa. He looks Hapa Haole. But he's pure Japanese. I think he just got blessed with an international face, because if he goes to a South American country, I think people will say, "Orale, ese, como esta?" If he goes to an Indian, Native American, you know, anywhere in the world, I think our guest today will look at him and say, "Ah, he's one of us." And he has an amazing way of doing that in the auto industry there at Honolulu Ford. He started off at Honolulu Datsun. You remember that name, Datsun? Right there on Pikoi Street. He's married to Keziah, and they have three children. And we're privileged to have Danny Asao in studio with us today. Danny, welcome to our show.
Wow, what an introduction. I don't know if I can hold myself up to that.
Well, we're going to have a great time today as you just share. So I talked about Kalihi. What was it like growing up in Kalihi?
Well, as you know, I mean, is your first name really Daniel?
Yeah, Daniel. Yeah,
You're just like the prophet. I grew up in Kalihi too. You grew up in Kalihi. Uh-huh. And you know exactly, you know, what we went through back then. You know, it wasn't, we didn't have cell phones and, you know, mm-hmm. we didn't have all the luxuries back then. And it was a little turmoil in Kalihi back in that day, you know. Living in this area was a rough area to grow up in. Mm-hmm. Being in front of KPT was a different story too. You know, growing up in Kuhi Park Terrace area, we actually lived up in the valley, but you know, downtown was a pretty rough area. I had the privilege of going to Kaimiki Christian School in Kaimiki, so I rode the bus early in the morning, took an hour and 15 minutes to get to Kaimiki. So I spent a lot of my day traveling, obviously, from very young age all the way through high school. But for a little stint, I was at St. John the Baptist in Kalihi, mm-hmm. Omilo Lane behind a Fern, that's Fern Elementary, yeah?
Right, right.
So I went through my middle years through St. John the Baptist. But it was a different time back then compared to now, and I've grown, you know, I've become more mature in Christ and learning, you know, realizing what the grace of God really is and how, he, you know, He pours His mercy upon us. You know, so I'm learning every day, you know, and I exercise my faith, you know.
Well, you know, you're a man who lives a life of inspiration. You're highly motivated. Like you can just tell there's a certain dynamic that you have. Who would you say inspired you in your growing up years?
Well, there's a few, you know, evangelists and figureheads that really motivated me to seek God. And you know, I mean, I cannot leave Billy Graham out of the picture, you know what I mean? He was one of the, you know, first televangelists, and you know, he spoke from the Bible, so I believed it. You know, I don't believe anything else but the Word of God, you know, speaking through the Bible was really prevalent in my life. But you know, local people, I mean, we talked about Pastor Douglas. What an inspiration to me he was, you mm-hmm. know, as far as, you know, understanding the Word of God at a young age. I was gift, you know, Christ gave me a gift that way. You know, growing up, being exposed to the Word of God, I was lucky that way. My mom really, really inspired me. Even though through my adolescent teen years where, you know, most parents struggle to take their kids to church, you know, when they get into that 13, 14, you know, it's tough. I know. I have a 21-year-old. You know, getting them out of bed Sunday morning, saying, mm-hmm. honey, let's go. You know, where are we going? You know, I mean, it comes to a point where, no, I'm going to stay home today. You know, how do you deal with that, you know, through the teen years and stuff? There's a bit of struggle there, and I went through that, you know. But my mom was very strong, and she kept me going. And I believe the reason why I have matured in Christ is because of my mother's mentoring. My mother's example of her love for Christ, you know, I think that's important. And, you know, parents out there should know, you know, that we all go through that. And some parents out there, you might be going through that right now, but you need to work through that and just ask Christ to get involved and, you know, get the Holy Spirit to get some movement with that. Yeah.
So you grew up, you went to, you know, Catholic school, you went to Christian school, you know, Kaimiki Christian.
So you're gonna get deep now.
So, how did you, Danny Asao, how did you become a Christian? You know, so there's a distinction there, right?
Yes.
You can go to a Christian school, mm-hmm. you can go to Catholic school, but when would you say this is when I came to have the beginnings of my personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ?
You know, really, I'm really grateful that, you know, like when I was 10, 11 years old, you start to realize really what's right and wrong in life. You feel a sense of conviction. And when you get that conviction in you as a human being and you have the Word of God in front of you, the Holy Spirit speaks to you and says, you know, it's your time, you know. Like I said, you know, Pastor Douglas gave me that award when I was like 11 years old. And, you know, really right before that time is where I really accepted Christ and understood what accepting Christ was, you know, understanding the blood of Christ, you know, just understanding what that symbolism is, you know, and through school and stuff like that. So like right before, like about 10, 11 years old, right, is where I really felt it. You know, you understand the rights and wrongs and you feel that conviction. I believe that's when I really accepted Christ. And from that time, not to say I haven't, you know, backslided, you know, as a human being. Through my teens, you know, I've backslided. And even through my adulthood, early adulthood, you know, I've backslided. And you know, it gets tough as a human being, as tough as a Christian, you know.
Well, that's something I like to come back to. This you mentioned backsliding, coming to Christ at an early age, but then you backslided along the way. That can mean a number of things to people. As you're listening today, maybe when you hear someone say that, it kind of triggers something in you. Maybe for some of you, it might be just to be honest, right? It might be a trigger of a judgmental thought. What? You backslided? And he's sharing on the radio today. Somebody else might be listening and you might be saying, huh, he backslided? I'm backsliding right now. You mean I'm not the only one? Well, it might be a word of comfort for you. You mean God can restore somebody who's actually backslided or even backslidden a number of times? Well, you will be encouraged. And for others, you know, you might be just seeking the Lord. You might not even have a relationship with Christ right now, but you're sort of trying to scratch the surface, or you might be almost like looking outside the window, or maybe using my guest terminology, you might be looking at a real shiny car from the outside of the showroom, and you're just looking through the glass. But you've never been in the car. You've never smelt it before, but you can imagine. And you're just looking. And you might be just kind of looking through this form of media, listening to what it means to have a relationship with Christ. When we come back, we'll get even deeper into what that means in a practical way as our guest, my friend Danny Asau, shares heart-to-heart with you. He's there at Honolulu Ford. He's been in auto sales for decades now, and there is a certain fashion that comes with that, a certain relatability. You know, some guys, they can be in sales for a short time. The guys that are in it for a long period of time, they're there because they know what it means, the value of relationships, the value of service, and bringing their expertise to that. We'll be back with Danny Asau. Stay with us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A Slice of the Good Life, 90 Seconds of Refreshing Hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tseng, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
You know, it takes something very special, a distinctive quality to stay in a craft or to stay in a field of business for an extended period of time. And you know what happens is there's a compounding effect that takes place over time because of the experience, the level of expertise, the continuous repetition of doing what you do over and over again. And then when it comes to serving people, the relational connections, the relational development, really it's underlined by the word trust that takes place. That's where things really begin to build, because it's wrapped around relationship. And my guest today has been in the auto industry. He's been in car sales there, and is today at Honolulu Ford. He's been there in sales for many years, has satisfied many clients that have had referrals upon referrals, sending them to him because of his care and nurture of them. His name is Danny Asao, and he's in studio with me today. In fact, to find out more about Danny and to connect with Danny, very easy. D Asao, one word, D Asao at HonoluluFord.com. D Asao at HonoluluFord.com. Now, before our break, we're talking about Danny, and you know, you kind of touched on this word called backsliding as a believer. We'll get into that, but I wanted to talk about something else. By the way, you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, my featured guest, Danny Asao. And to find out more about this show and to get the podcast for free, this and other resources, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Danny, passion. I sense that you're a man of passion and focus. What would you say you're most passionate about?
Well, I'm passionate about being a light unto the world. And, you know, currently my light unto the world is in my workplace and, you know, primarily to my family. You know, I want to make sure my family is secure in the Word of God and that they all have that acceptance of Christ. And, you know, sometimes it's difficult, so I ask the Holy Spirit to help me. But also in my workplace and my friends, you know, I think the Holy Spirit is moving through me that way. And I feel and I'm capturing that. I'm trying to be passionate. I am passionate about it. And I think that's where He's sending me. I mean, through my workplace and my fellowship with my family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, so I'm very passionate about that. Just touching their lives and making sure that they accept Christ.
A spiritual man in the business world, in the marketplace, how have you been able to blend the two in your experience?
Well, you know, I hear it all over the place. Oh, you got to separate, you know, church from state, church and state, you know, church and business. And, you know, I think that if you just express your love and your compassion and your care for people, they want to know more about you. And you know, they see that through you. So, you know, the Holy Spirit works through you. You know, you, no matter what you do, if you want him to be with you in everything you do, he's going to be there with you. So through the workplace and you know, witnessing to the customer or witnessing to the employees, and you know, it's fluid. They see it in you if you act right. You know, the things you do, they're curious about what you do. You know, they know you do things. You go to church, or they see what you do. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So you have to be a good example in that area, and it comes fluidly. I mean, the Holy Spirit is powerful. It's amazing, actually.
You mentioned the Holy Spirit many times so far, just in this mm-hmm. brief time of sharing. You seem to have a bond with the Spirit of the Lord. But then you mentioned there's periods when in your life where you've maybe hit some rough spots or rough patches in life, backsliding. Take us back. What are some things that have happened, and how did the Lord bring you back, and how did that lead to the intimacy you have with the Lord today?
Good question. You know, early in my adulthood, you know, influences, you know, are easy, you know, temptation. I mean, the devil is strong with temptation. You know, you hang around the wrong people, you end up doing the wrong things, you know, drinking, drugs, just, you know, not going to the right places and fellowshipping in the wrong places, you know. And through my young adulthood, I mean, I've hit gaps where, you know, you lose Christ, you know, you're without the light, you know. People use examples of light and dark, you know. It, you know, you get into a dark spot, you know. And sometimes it's not easy to come back and see the light, but, you know, once you accept Christ and you, sometimes you feel the conviction. And that's when you know, that God is talking to you, because you feel that conviction in your heart, you know. Am I doing the right thing? What are you doing? You know.
So what happened? What did you go through, and how did you come back?
Well, you know, I always talk about the Holy Spirit, because I feel the Holy Spirit. I literally feel like a lifting in me that, you know, helped me to fellowship with the right people. You know, I was in Maui for 20 years, you know, and I started attending certain congregations again and taking my young child, and it helped me to build my maturity in Christ. And that really, you know, I'm grateful unto the Lord, you know.
Well, it's certainly when the Spirit of God is, one can testify that the Spirit of God has led him through and guided him through, and there's certainly a very real experience of knowing that the Holy Spirit is just not some esoteric thing or essence out there, but the person of the mighty Holy Spirit speaking, guiding, leading. And Jesus said he would not leave us alone. He would not leave us mm-hmm. without the one that's going to come alongside us, the paraclete or the comforter, and the one who will lead us and guide us into all truth. And you're experiencing that. What do you feel, Danny, right now the Lord has been teaching you lately?
Well, like I said, you know, I've matured in the Word of God, and, you know, understanding the grace of God and His mercy that He pours upon me, just all around me. You know, I go through points, and now I've learned, you know, I go through points where, oh, no, I'm going to struggle with this, I'm going to struggle with that. But Proverbs 3:5 tells us, you know, to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. You know, the importance of this message, this scripture, you know, as a male, you know, men in general, you know, men listening out there, you know, we're strong-willed, we're egotistical. We have a hard time letting God do His work, you know. And most of the time we want to try and solve our own challenges and our own problems, and, you know, and God says, come to me, all who are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know, and, you know, instead of trying to take the steering wheel and steer your own way and steer your own paths, let God take the steering wheel. Like Proverbs 3:5 says, you know, mm-hmm. let him do it, you know.
Danny, how did you get into business?
That's funny. I was working on my motorcycle one day in 1984 in front of my house on University Avenue. And what happened was one of my friends came by and said, oh, yeah, what are you doing? I was fixing my bike. You know, talking to me in front. He goes, okay, I got to go down the street. I'm going to go sell cars at Honolulu Datsun. I said, really? He goes, yeah. I said, wow, can I come? He's like, sure, they're hiring. I said, all right. So I went down there. They trained you for 2 weeks, and they threw you out on the floor. And Mike Salta was the dealer group back then, Atlas Group. And
well-known name, Mike Salta.
From then on, I've been in the business, and that person that actually bought me into the business went to church with me. Kaimiki Community Church.
Okay.
His family was a member of our congregation, and he's the one who led me there. And he now is not in the auto industry. Shortly after that, he was out, but I stuck to it, and here I am today. It's funny that you asked me that.
What is it about the auto industry that is so stimulating to you to keep you there for the period of time that you've been in?
It's different.
And what
every day it's different. You deal with different people. You deal with different issues. It's fun, you know, to do something different and meet different people and service people. You know, no matter how many times I deliver a car, it's always exciting. It's an excitement. You know, you see the excitement in the person, and it's a fun thing, you know, to get a new car, you know, a new commodity next to buying a house. You know, I mean, buying a car is just so exciting, you know. It's a fun thing. It gives you a thrill. You know, I still get a thrill even now. You know, when somebody takes delivery of a new vehicle, I get excited. You know, it's a fun thing. And servicing the customers is very satisfying and gratifying also, to provide that service for people, because that's what we do.
What is it in you that loves, I can see it, it's like emanating out of you, to provide service to a customer, a client?
Well, what is the first commandment? Love thy God, right, with all your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he says, love me as, you know, love your neighbor as thyself.
Yes.
You know, so ultimately, we need to emulate that love to everybody else, yeah. And that's part of servicing and witnessing and, you know. So that's all entwined, yeah, in what I do.
You know, as you hear a pause, sometimes in radio, you cannot, you obviously cannot see, but I can describe for you, there are certain times when there are pause moments, and just like in life, God gives us pause moments to reflect more deeply. And I think if we can distill something even thus far in our time with Danny Asao, is it's simple, but it's deep and it's profound. What has caused him to be the success that he is? And we'll go on. We'll talk a little bit more about success in our next segment. But you know, in life, we're around people all the time. And I need this reminder. He's reminding me just by what he's sharing. And maybe it's a reminder to you as well. Maybe we can learn it from our dear friend and brother today. Love. Love. Loving our coworker, loving our family, loving our friends. And you know, that love, he helps to solve a person or a client or a customer's problem when they come in needing help. And we all have something that we can give when people need help. When we come back from our break, we'll talk more with Danny Asao of Honolulu Ford. In fact, to connect with him as you've been listening, you might say, man, I like that guy. I want him to help me. Maybe he can give me some advice. Maybe he can give me some insights. Maybe maybe he can help me with a need that I have for a new vehicle. dasal@honoluluford.com. That's how you will connect with him, and he'll be more than happy to hear from you. But not only that, he's not only a man who wants to serve. He's a spiritual man, a man of God, who loves the Lord and loves people. There aren't many. We need more. And God, through his example, is raising up more. More who in the marketplace will, you know, love the Lord and love people. The greatest commandment, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Our dear brother today is testifying of that, and he'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A Slice of the Good Life, 90 Seconds of Refreshing Hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Sang, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, now you're talking about leadership. When a person becomes a salesman is one thing. But then when you become a seasoned salesman over a course of time, you develop these relationships. But more than that, a company looks at you and they see potential and they develop that potential. They'll invest in you and you become a manager. And then when you become a general sales manager while you're overseeing others, and that overseeing capacity comes with wisdom, experience, you have to advise. And here's the thing that I love. It's in those real intricate moments that are... You know, an opportunity can go one way or another where that wisdom comes in, and it could be a word, the way something is phrased, just the way a deal can be put together that will make it mutually beneficial, a win-win situation. Well, that kind of seasoning has been distilled in our guest today. His name is Danny Asau. He is the general sales manager of Honolulu Ford. And under his leadership, there has been an increased level of success. They've reached certain milestones in their ability to sell both new cars and used cars. And these milestones keep on expanding. So we have with us somebody who's been around. He knows what goes on in business in general, what goes on in sales, what goes on in management. And he has, I believe he has a gift from God to be able to share certain the lessons that he has learned. You know, because anybody who lives over a course of time should have a certain level of humility and grace, because we all get knocked around in life, don't we? And that's why we need the grace of God. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and my featured guest today, Danny Asau. In fact, to find out more about Danny and to contact Danny, dasau@honoluluford.com. dasau@honoluluford.com. Danny, in what way do you feel God wants you to use your success?
Well, talking about humility, I mean, you brought up the humility word. You know, through my career, you know, humility has been a very strong teacher for me too, you know, through Christ. You know, beneficially, I think that the way that I administer my business, you know, helps me to administer it in a way that, you know, makes it easier for my associates to grasp, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anointed, you know, the Lord's anointed me, I guess, to do such a thing, I guess, you know, humbly speaking. I've been through a lot of humility, like you mentioned, and I try to do it in a discreet way, and, you know, through Christ, you know, teaching what I've learned over the years and trying to have, you know, it emulated in that way.
You know, sometimes one could go to a showroom and you're approached by a car salesman. It's very easy to just, for some, just to sort of disconnect the fact that this salesman or saleswoman is a human being that has a family.
That's right.
And that there's a story behind that, you know. And you with the plethora of experiences that you've had, tell us about your family.
My family. The Lord blessed me with a beautiful wife and beautiful children. I you know, they love the Lord, and you know, I'm grateful for that. You know, I don't have to worry about them. Lord's going to take care of my children. I know that for sure. And my wife, she trusts in the Lord fully, and they go with me, you know, and we worship Christ together and we pray together.
How did you meet Keziah, right?
Keziah.
Okay. I love that name, man.
It's funny. The Lord sent her to me while I was in Maui.
Okay.
And she applied for a position, sales position, and, you know, she was working for the airlines at that time. It's funny. And, you know, she ended up working there, and we clicked, I guess, and here we are today. I mean, you know, she's a good girl. She's originally from Molokai. And, thank the Lord.
What about your family, your kids, the rest of your family?
Yeah, my 21-year-old, she's on Lanai right now, and she loves the Lord too, and she works for Ellison over there on the island of Lanai. And I got a 16-year-old boy who actually still lives in Maui, goes to Kamehameha School, and a 11-year-old girl who's loves the Lord too. All my kids love Christ.
When we talk about family, mm-hmm. I'm with you there, and I think we can relate with any family that, you know, family life isn't easy. How has the Lord helped you through tough times?
you know, we all go through trials and tribulations, and the Lord has blessed me. I mean, I really got to admit that He's blessed me through my trials and tribulations, you know, especially with my family, my wife. I mean, we're not a perfect couple. We argue, we go through, you know, downturns in our relationship, you know, disagreements. But it all comes back to the Word of God and how we, you know, and that L word that a lot of men and a lot of people are scared to talk about. And it's all about your love for one another. I mean, if you can get that, I mean, that's a big part of what the work of, you know, that God wants us to do, you know. Even with your wife. You're not just talking about your neighbor. Love one another, even your wife, you know, or even your husband, you know.
Well, they're right next to you, right? So exactly. that would be our neighbor.
That's important.
Why does God allow us to go through struggles? What do you think?
You know, struggles strengthen us. They develop our faith in Christ. And that's a good question because, you know, lots of times we go to Christ because we're struggling or we need something, or, you know, it's important that we stay close to Christ. And always, even though we're having a good day or we're having, you know, good times and your bank account's fat, you know, I mean, you need to stay with Him all the way through, because when it comes time when you struggle, He's there for you, you know. I mean, you're asking me, you know, how has He helped me through my struggles? He's always there, you know. And if you stay with Him constantly and you build that maturity in Christ, you learn how to cope with it and how to accept it. And, you know, Proverbs 3:5 and, you know, Matthew 6:33, you know, just understanding that, you know, you just stay with Him, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. I mean, just stay with it, you know, I mean, and your struggles will be less complicated.
Hmm. You know, in business, we talk about struggles in business. Mm-hmm. I mean, in family. When the economy takes a nosedive, or we're on a fiscal cliff, if we teeter over the cliff, and you've seen it in the impact of the recession, how did that affect the auto industry?
Drastically.
In what way?
The recession of 07 was probably, you know, one of the most devastating recessions. Probably should have been described as a depression, because it stopped the automotive industry, the construction, the real estate industry. I mean, it just put everything at a halt. And a lot of people don't realize that the real estate industry and the auto industry really is what burns the society. I mean, just keeps it going, yeah?
Explain that a little bit.
Well, when you have a high commodity item, I mean, that drives a lot of the businesses around you. So if hypothetically a real estate, you know, like real estate, if people are buying homes, they're spending money, the banks are loaning money, money's getting tossed around, the realtors make money, you know what I mean? Money goes right back into the community. Gotta buy furniture. You know, everybody makes money. It's the same with cars, you know, big commodities like that. They help to keep the society functioning, you know.
Need gas,
you know, all the little things, mm-hmm. You know, you maintain your car. But the money goes right back into the community, right back into the society. So that's a big part of the cycle. You know, a lot of people don't realize that.
So when it had its big impact. But, well, should I be speaking in past tense? Is it past, or are we, you know, teetering on something that could be?
I'm speaking optimistically.
Okay.
You know, I'm speaking.
So this is like a parenthesis, right?
There's an optimistic outlook by analysts too. You know, there is a pent-up demand for vehicles. You know, people have been holding on since 2007, holding on to their vehicles. You know, oh, I can't afford it now, or, you know, I don't make enough, or what have you. So they're running around with vehicles with higher mileage and stuff. So I'm thinking, and the manufacturers are helping out. So I think, you know, I think that it's better now than it was maybe a year or two ago. Mm-hmm. So you're right. I'm optimistic, definitely. And sales have been up. So even in real estate too. So right. Hopefully, I'm hopeful, you know.
Is there a connection? You know, like how sometimes, well, you know, back when we were younger, there was a time when a program would air on the mainland and then we would get it maybe a week later. We'd come to Hawaii. Now, I know it's not that long of a delay now, but even in the real estate market, in the way the cycles went of the upswing and as well as the downturn.
No, there is a definite trend delay. Still, there is a definite trend delay. Absolutely. Hawaii does have a trend delay from, you know, the mainland. It's still there. It's not as prevalent, but you still have a trend delay.
Why do you think that is?
Well, we're disconnected from continental United States, so, you know, we don't have a bridge connecting us.
Okay.
You know, so, I mean, we just can't, even though we have internet and TV and telephone and, you know, there is still a trend delay. Even in fashion, you know, real estate, fashion, autos, commodities in general, you know, mm-hmm. there's the trend delay.
So, with that, as you look ahead and we need to hear optimism, you know.
Absolutely.
Because sometimes that God will use that to help get us through the day. We all experience these times when we need to. You know, sometimes it's just a word. And I could tell that just in the way that you move about, when it comes to sales, you're looking for answers. People come with problems. People come with a need. You're a problem solver. You help people find a good and fitting solution to their problem. You help meet their needs. I think in our day and age, in our society today, we need more people who are problem solvers, not just problem identifiers. It's easy to do that. Then you can be, that's a critic. But how do we get beyond looking at a problem? And how can we, you know, find a solution? When we come back from our break, more from Danny Asao. We're talking about the auto industry. We're talking about personal life. We're talking about faith. And we're talking about even a little bit touching on the economy and even the reality of a delay for people that live in Hawaii on some cycles that take place. But you know, one of the things that we don't delay is when you live life can hit you with things that could be a real, well, some things are very strong in their consequences. And how do we turn those negative consequences into positive? The Lord can help us do that, you know. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winter Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmi of Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A Slice of the Good Life, 90 seconds of refreshing hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tseng, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
How good of a learner are you? Are we in learning? What I'm talking about is not just, okay, when you go to school, you got to read a textbook, you got to listen to a teacher or professor lecturing, take notes, and then you take a test. That's a form of learning. But how well are we in learning about life? And how long do we learn? Do we learn when we were in school, and then we kind of close off the funnel of learning? Or do we learn every single day? Well, there are certain people that if they continue to learn, it has a compounding effect that begins, especially then when you're a learner. What I've found, and I think it's even the testimony of our guest today, more opportunities for learning, more special training comes, and you begin to accelerate the capacity of service for people. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm talking about Danny Asau. He's the general sales manager at Honolulu Fort. And to connect with him, to contact him, it's dasau@honoluluford.com. Connect with him by email. Danny, if someone wants to connect with you or you're by phone, how can they do that?
808-532-1700.
532-1700. 532-1700. Danny, what would you say to someone who's going through a difficult time right now?
You know, as I've learned, and we're talking about, you know, learning every day, and every day I learn. And one of the key things, if you're down and out and you're struggling right now, and what you really need to do is get down on your knees and just let the Lord know what's happening, you know, and make sure you ask for the Holy Spirit to come upon you, because, you know, He hears you, you know, He's listening to you. He says, knock and the door shall be open, seek and ye shall find, you know. I mean, that's what He wants you to do. So get down on your hands and knees and pray to God and let Him know that, you know, you're struggling and you need His help. He's there for you.
Right now, Danny, we got a couple minutes left. You say a prayer for a dear friend, a brother, a sister in Christ, and someone just seeking the Lord that has hit a rough patch.
Right now?
Yes.
This is for everyone who's struggling out there. And you know, who needs the Word of God and needs guidance. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for being there for me and making me a witness unto everyone, a light unto the world. And help the ones that are listening right now and struggling with life in general, struggling with maybe family or work. Touch their lives, touch their hearts. Help them to overcome any obstacles and evils that may come in their way, and help them to overcome them with ease. Give them the strength to overcome these obstacles, Lord. Touch their lives. Give them the guidance that they need. We thank you for this day, and we thank you every day of our lives. These things we ask in Jesus' precious, glorious, wondrous, and holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Danny, you have come with an open heart. You've come with your background. And I thank you for ministering to our dear listeners. Someone today is listening, not only in Hawaii, but, you know, in the last year, we've had visits to our website from all 50 states and from 123 different countries. And so somebody may be listening from another state, even another country. But when they come and when they listen, when they visit us, you're a man who is bringing the hope of the Lord. I'm going to title this program, A Vehicle to Get You Where You Need to Be.
Amen.
And as I look at you, Danny, I think that is very fitting.
Wow.
So as we typically say in Hawaii Nei, a big mahalo to you, dear brother in Christ and fellow Kalihi boy. And you're doing great things for the Lord in the marketplace, in business, and may God continue to bless you and all your customers.
Mahalo to you.
And all your sales team and your company there. May He cause much growth to take place in the days to come. However the fiscal cliff unfolds and however it teeters, the hand of God's blessing on you in the midst of that, because those are some of the greatest moments of sharing the love of Christ. So thank you, dear brother.
Mahalo.
In the next few days, you're going to be hearing inspirational stories of hope and faith. Inspirational stories like Danny Asau. And this is the perfect time to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. I want you to remember, listen in 2 p.m., 12 midnight, weekdays. Our stories are downloadable at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Share them with your family and friends. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Danny Asau. DAsau at HonoluluFord.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.